This sex is going to get weird. It's time for Devil's Business.
Fuck that. You're pulling my hair.
That's so weird.
Do you want to try again in 20 minutes?
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly, and with me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick Alcoholic, Aaron Sofang, and Zach, a.k.a. T. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Feel very pro today.
You look pro.
This is the awkward sex episode, and we're going to just tell stories that sex just didn't go as well as we had planned. But before we go into the stories, let's start with Nick with the promos of the week.
Okay, huge fucking week coming up. Czar Bar Tuesdays, that was voted top 10 vodka bars in America by USA Today. And we're going Ladies Night on Tuesday.
I've heard of that periodical.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. So it's our normal promotion, one complimentary martini for the ladies from 8 to 10 plus $2 sushi.
It's complimentary martini if they RSVP.
That's right, on the guest list, myfavoritesin.com. So go there and sign up for us and join us. This is a big deal. Wednesdays at Dive Bar, we've got
live music, Dixie Duncan. Yeah. And I'm always the one there for that.
Yeah, and we love you, Patrick. You do a great job. And Dixie's fucking awesome. He puts on a good show. We've also got a couple of other events I want to throw out there real fast. Some Mardi Gras weekend's coming up upon us, and we have some big events as well. We're all taking a caravan down to Pensacola Beach and throwing the Bourbon Beads and Bad Decisions Mardi Gras party on Pensacola Beach at Captain Fun Beach Club. It's going to be a lot of fun. We do that once a year, so we're all going to rage, film it, have a good time.
Pensacola's only like 5.5 hours from Atlanta. Live in Atlanta and you want to get away anyway, it's going to be a nice weekend down in Pensacola. Oh, come on down and party with us.
It's like the spring break before spring break. It's going to be nice down there. The weather's going to be insane, so it's going to be fun. And this weekend, we also have a couple bar crawls. We've got the Bees and Booze bar crawl. It's over in the Virginia Highlands. So registration starts, I think, 6 o'clock at Hand in Hand. We've also, on Saturday, got the Buckhead Mardi Gras crawl. And that's you're going to register there at Hangovers. It's from 7 to 12. And then a couple more other events that we have. Let's see. Thursday night is Southern Hospitality Thursdays. That's been going really good lately.
At Tongue and Groove.
It's a lot of fun. What else we got? Friday night, Cosmolive. We had a great, I just want to go back real fast. We had a great Friday night, two nights ago.
For Valentine's Day, the House of Sin.
House of Sin was so much fun. So much fun. I had a blast. We had a good time there. He throws down some good shit.
Also, Fridays at Cosmolava, our very own T, a.k.a. Zach, he's bartending there, so you go in and hang out with that long-haired freak and order all the drinks from T.
Yeah, he's a pretty little man. And a big event at Opera on Friday is DJ Borges. He's fucking sick. And then Saturday, big weekend. Supercross is coming in town this weekend at the Georgia Dome.
True.
So there we have the big official Supercross after party at Tongue and Groove with DJ Fingers.
Well, I don't want to waste any more time. I want to get straight into this awkward sex. And I want Aaron to kick the awkward sex off. Aaron's got a story he's calling, I'm wearing one right now.
Man, there was this cute girl used to hang out in our group. And she was hanging out for a few weeks before she brought her boyfriend around. Her boyfriend's a super cool guy. I became really good friends with him.
Right.
But she would come and hang out sometimes. He'd be there and sometimes not. And, well, this was one of those times when he was not, man. We were all drinking and staying up super late and getting a little flirty and all that. And, man, I don't know. She was giving me the green light. And
what exactly was the green light?
She just flirting back and, like,
did she touch your penis? I mean,
she said my first name.
Look, she knew your first name.
Hey, Aaron, she wants me.
She wants it.
She was in the same room for more than 5 minutes.
So. Yeah, you know, so I took her back to my room and started disrobing. And, man, she's really, really hot. I was really excited about this. And and I wasn't really, you know, worried about her boyfriend. But what I really wasn't thinking about
how good of a friend was this guy?
You know what? I liked him better than I liked her.
But she
but she had a vagina.
She was hot enough to do it.
Yeah, and I was drunk, and there she was. And, man, we get all disrobed, and it's about to go down here, and I have to put a condom on. So
how long was it between getting into the room and putting a condom on?
A couple minutes, man. I was going straight to it. And I pull out a condom. I'm struggling with a little wrapper for a little bit. And I finally get this thing on, and I'm crawling back into bed with her because I was standing up beside the bed because it's the least creepy way to put on a condom. and so I slide back into the bed with her and crawl on top of her, and I have an orgasm.
Were you in? Did you enter her yet?
No, not exactly.
What? You just got up next to
Wait,
her?
Was not that exactly? You weren't into her?
Aaron, I was coming in to the runway.
Yeah. So you had what's known as a proximity.
So no, you were not into her.
The landing gear went down.
I ejected. so, but man, this is pretty embarrassing. You don't want to.
Don't want her to know that you just finished.
Yeah, I want you to think I'm a love machine.
How did you play that off?
How am I going to spin this?
Yeah, I had to move quick. I mean, it was like, stop. I can't do this.
You made it like a noble, heroic thing.
What a performance.
I'm like, I'm really good friends with your boyfriend. It wouldn't be right.
And your goo penis right now. So,
yeah. Totally deflecting attention away from this fucking cum-filled.
But maybe if we wait
condom.
20 or 30 minutes, I might have a different feeling about this.
Yeah, I'm a good guy, not a guy with a short fuse. so I just jump up. Man, I'm feeling awkward. Really awkward. And she's just staring at me. And I didn't want her to see that there was a load in this condom.
There's a lot of spermicide in this condom. It's weird.
They put a whole lot in here. It's going to be super safe.
Ultra lubricated. Ultra. It says it on the box.
So I just grab this towel and wrap it around my waist and walk out of my room. Now, you know, one of my roommates and a couple of his friends are in the living room playing video games. So I just walk out there in this towel and just sit down in a chair.
Are you still actively wearing the condom?
Nothing has changed.
Are you still?
The only thing that happened is
I didn't want to be in that room anymore. So I just sit in the chair, man. And I'm not saying anything, and I'm trying to think, what am I going to do about this chick in my bed? I've got to deal with the situation. And they're just talking or whatever, and they just happen to be talking about condoms. And
like they know.
You know, the one guy's bitching about, man, I hate wearing condoms. It ruins the feeling and all this. And everybody else is like, oh, my God, you were eating up with herpes. Put on a condom. What is wrong with you, man? And one of them finally turns to me and is like, what about you, Aaron? You wear condoms? I'm like, I'm wearing one right now. And then I felt awkward and wanted to leave that room, too.
You were running out of rooms to escape to. Yeah.
That shit.
I'm going to go stand in the kitchen.
Just going to walk to the Circle K. I'll see you guys later.
Not wearing the condom part with my friend playing video games, but I actually did that exact same thing when we first moved to Atlanta. It was, you know, you can't have a fucking play with my penis for 40 minutes just trying to be coy and then finally give me the green light and expect me to perform.
Yeah. That's why I've said that before. Yeah. And I've said this on stage a couple times. Ladies, if you want good sex, or at least somewhat lengthy sex, you really got to surprise. If we're going to be dry humping you for like 4.5 hours and finally at 4 a.m. you're going to go, all right, just like give in.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. And then it's like it's over in 2 seconds.
Well, yeah.
If you want good, decent longevity in sex, surprise us at the door with it.
Yeah, no shit.
We won't know what to do.
Well, see, and I did the same thing as Aaron. I was like, it was finally the green light. And I was going to say that happened to you. I call it a proximity orgasm where I was like, oh.
Yep.
Close enough. You know what, sweetheart?
We're better
friends. You're young and we're too cool. We're good friends. And
I respect you.
I respect you too much. We just shouldn't do this.
I had a quick orgasm one time. I had already entered her at this point. But it was one of those we were making out for a long time. There's a lot of grabbing and holding on to stuff, and she was really, she was really hot. And so I get inside of her, and immediately I go
one pump jump.
Oh, it was exactly that, exactly. And I turn out and I didn't want to look at her and be like, I swear this never happens, which is like the most cliche line. So the only thing I could think of to say was, I just raised my hands in the air like a victory stance, went, first one to the finish.
Beat that time.
It's like, look, if you want yours, you got to get a lot faster than that.
There's a good way to combat that, though. I've learned math is really good at combating quick orgasm.
He's so bad at math. Math is crazy. See,
sometimes I have to stop and say, I'm like, hold on. Fuck, what is 12 divided by 44? Shit.
I think about the same thing every time if I'm trying not to have an orgasm, and it's Margaret Thatcher / Nancy Reagan.
There goes my boner.
Yeah, but you know what?
It went back inside me.
I've thought about it so many times while I'm having sex.
Right.
That
now it's starting to get hot.
Yeah, I'm sort of like them.
Oh, that, so. No, I've had the same thing. I have a. I used to try thinking about baseball and stuff like that, but then I started thinking I had to be involved in something else mentally. So I started putting brakes on my car in my head. So I'm doing brakes in my car. I'm like, okay, we're moving the caliper and stuff like that. But now I'm sitting there doing brakes on my car with a boner. I'm like, oh, this is the hottest sensual thing I could ever do. Oh, I got a 5-star torque.
I know, but we're men. We can't multitask. So sooner or later, the brake job is going to become more important than the fucking you're doing. And then suddenly the chick's like, what are you doing? I'm fucking.
I'm back in. Shh.
You got any calipers I can borrow?
Well, the next story we're getting into is actually going to be T's story. And T, you're calling this The Chronicles in Narnia.
Yes. This was my wonderfully awkward sex, which, you know, really I had so many stories to choose from. In fact, I don't have a sexual story that's not awkward sex. But so to jump right in, essentially, it was one of those things where one of my friend's girlfriends brought her buddy over, so it was an immediate matchup.
Right.
So we just kind of go through the night. We're getting drunk, and that's all great. And we finally settle down, and they go upstairs. The couple goes upstairs, leaving me and the other girl. And so we start getting in some heavy petting and making out. And we do that for, you know, a good, like, 4 hours, which, again, is really fucking great. And now we know, ladies, that's not the way to go about it. But either way, we finally start getting it settled in, and I realized, and by the way, this was when I was living in the house at Woodstock, and I lived in a closet underneath the stairs.
This is actually true. This is a true story. We had a 3-bedroom house that my roommates and I had purchased, and Teague, you know, wanted to move in with us for a while. I was like, look, we don't have space for you. And he goes, what about this closet over here? And it was like this big storage closet that was actually under the stairs. Kind of like a Harry Potter closet, right? And T, like, he made it actually really nice because he was actually able to lay a small, like, single mattress down.
Oh, man, it fit perfectly. Slid
right in. And he had a little dresser in there, and he has a little computer set up. He put up a black light. He actually hung, like, a shower rod in the doorway of it. So you had to
hung the
clothes up. So we opened up. It just looks like a closet. But then you pushed the clothes out of the way, and there's his bed. So we started calling it Narnia.
And you would peep through and then find a naked Zach. More often than not, that's what you found there. It was quite magical. We go into Narnia, and she's blown away, I can tell.
Very impressed.
At least I'm assuming, because...
You have to scurry Mr. Thomas and his pan flute out of the way.
Get out of here! Use you for later. So we get in, and she's kind of taken aback. I think in a good way, but either way, she's already made the commitment that we're having sex, so she can't back out now.
Or she's a bitch.
I've already closed and locked the door.
Why is it dead bolted?
Hey, can we go somewhere else? Nah, you're fine. So we start getting into it, and we have to re-get into it, and we finally break it down. Now we're naked. It's awesome. And we start having sex, and just like most of my sex, very boring. This is about 10 minutes of missionary, and then I'm fucking done. I fucking learned my multiplication tables is what happened. That's how I passed high school math. We finally get done, and this was when I was fairly new, just to point that out. That's why I was okay with settling with 10 minutes of missionary, because now if a chick was like missionary the whole time, I'd be like, look, seriously. We're going to have to talk about this because that's just not happening. I don't think I could even get off on missionary, but I was so young that it was okay to
have
that.
It
was sex. So I finish and I feel like the fucking man. And I just wrecked this girl and blew her fucking mind. She's going to tell her friends about it. Probably. So I'm like, I'm feeling really proud, and I'm kind of in that, like, the awkward aftermath, and I'm like, what do I do? And she just kind of stares blankly at the wall, kind of pauses, and then looks back at me, and she's like, ah, and then looks down at my feet and goes, I think you need to leave now. I am so taken aback, and I don't know what to do, because this is like, I'm so fresh into this game, and she's like in college, and I'm in high school, and I'm like, so I respect authority, and I leave.
You leave, you get kicked out of your own closet.
I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And so my instinct was, I called Patrick,
yeah,
and was like,
Listen, I'm walking down and I'm on the phone and I'm like, bro, I don't know what to do. I like had sex with her. It was great. And then she just kicked me out. And
I just had sex with this girl. And it was in, I was like, where? He goes, in Narnia. I'm like, I don't know how to high five you over the phone, but I'm going to slap my phone right now. So he's like, I'm like, what? Well, then what do you do now? He's like, walking down the street. And I'm like, oh God. And he goes, I'm like, well, she kicked you out of Narnia and you're walking down the street now. Why? Go back. Fuck that. That's your room. Go in.
Well, what you said first was you were like, yeah. Cause I was like, I don't know what. He's like, you still won. Don't be like confused. Like you won.
Yeah, this is a victory.
And so after that prep talk, I just went back inside and realized I had some delicious Mongolian beef left in the fridge. So I heated that up and started like watching Hitchhiker's Guide or something. Whoa. And then she came back out and I was like, oh God, she's gonna fucking say something stupid and then leave, and I'm gonna be like all really butthurt about it for like a fucking year until somebody else will finally.
She's gonna walk out there like, well, that was a good try, champ. And then she's just
reeking. Here's your consolation prize.
Reeking of disappointment, like, oh,
participation trophy, you. Yeah, you were there and that happened. So she comes out and she's actually down again to totally fuck, and I'm like, what? Because she starts, like, trying to get me to, like, feed her Mongolian beef with chopsticks. Look, I'm not bad with chopsticks. I'm pretty fucking good. But she's trying to, like, make it, like, a sexual...
The other side of that is that she's trying to get you to, like, all of a sudden now be sexy. Like, we already fucked. And now you're, like, that way you want, like, a romantic date.
She's lucky T was awake.
Yeah, was this... This is not the order that we were supposed to do this in. But she ends up doing that, and then we have sex again.
I love this look on his face. There's nothing sexier than Mongolian beef. Let me tell you something.
I'm like, what the beef? I was like, this is so fucking weird.
So weird.
It's so weird. And sure enough, I mean, we had sex again, and then I took the liberty of just leaving the second time. I was like, you don't need to tell me. I went, fucking passed on the couch, woke up the next morning, she's gone. And I was like, that was fucking weird. Never heard from her again, never got her number. I don't remember her name.
Hold on, T. I'm trying to find out what's wrong with this whole situation.
T was involved.
You got what you wanted, then have never had to hear talk from him again. And
yeah, well, at the time, I thought I was.
The awkward sex is because he had to call me and he had to fuck her in a closet,
and she asked me to leave my own fucking closet.
What was bad? I mean, what's the matter, Puddin? What happened?
Look, I was young, and quite frankly, I'm still young enough to where I get butthurt about stuff like that. I'm like,
Was I not awesome?
Was this something I said? Because the whole time during, I'm thinking, I am nailing it. I'm doing so good.
You're mental high-fiving yourself. Because
chicks like to be overly complimentary, which I hate sometimes when they're, like, sometimes the worst one that you'll get is when they're sitting there like, fuck me. I'm like, look, I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
You can shut the fuck up.
I was like, what do you think I'm doing?
And then
I'm not balancing my checkbook right now, lady.
I had a chick one time that kept saying, you're so big. And I was like, I don't know if you're making fun of me right now.
Are you
or
being mocking?
Being legitimate. So can we just clear this up before I continue?
Never try to return the favor. You're so big. So are you.
Biggest ever.
But yeah, that was my awkward sex stories. Well, one of all of them.
Now, I was sitting there trying to think of an awkward sex story for myself, and I kept going back to the time I lost my virginity. I'm calling it, you're not going to fuck Aunt Jeannie. So this girl used to hang around my buddy and I. My buddy Kyle and I used to hang out all the time, and he went on a couple dates with Jeannie, but one night we went out to the club, and she shows up at the club and starts wanting to slow dance, and she puts her moves on me. She's like starting to, hey, why don't we ever go out, and blah, 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 and starting to like kind of put her moves on me. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, not interested, because she went on, and honestly, at the time, I was so young, I was sitting there thinking, you went on a couple dates with my friend, and that's weird.
Unnecessary sense of loyalty.
Yeah, that I don't give a shit about. But it's like,
we're going to be friends forever.
Yeah, so she starts making this move. And the time Kyle's parents were out of town. So we had his house to ourselves. And we're like, well, we're going to go back to the house and drink. She decides to follow us up there. And we get another girl at the club that Kyle meets to come up with us. You know, we're all kind of drinking. I do like 7 double shots of Smirnoff.
That's smart.
Yeah, well, I was trying to impress her and how awesome I am. Which I wasn't trying to impress her, but she like started making her moves on right when we got to the house. Like she started like trying to sit on my lap. Like we didn't have enough room at the table outside. We were all sitting outside smoking. And so when the other girl showed up, she gave up her seat. And then Jeannie decided to sit on my lap. Immediately in my head, I'm like, okay, Jeannie's making her moves on you, and you're not going to fuck her. You're not going to fuck her. Because we used to call her Aunt Jeannie because she was older than us. And she kept hanging out with us. And we kept calling this older, which is not a good nickname, especially
I'm sure she really got a kick out of it.
Yeah. Aunt Janie's here. We were making fun of that she's older than us and hanging out with us, which...
Now I understand why you guys are such dicks to me.
So, long history of it.
Yeah. So anyway, she all of a sudden jumps into my lap and, you know, keeps wiggling around, but I'm now been drinking. And so I start having to do a mantra in my head of, you're not going to fuck Aunt Janie. You're not going to fuck Aunt Janie. You're not going to fuck Aunt Janie. And then she's wiggling around a little more. I'm like, you're probably not going to fuck Aunt Janie.
I love where the doubt comes in.
You're probably not going to fuck her because you're a stand-up guy.
There's like a 90-10. And then, like, and 80-20.
Yeah, you're just watching this just slowly
slide. She rubs a little more.
As my alcohol level goes up, my, you know, integrity just goes down. So, anyway, it starts getting later at night, and the girl that was with Kyle goes into his bedroom with him. I go into Kyle's extra room, and Janie comes in with me. Kind of invites herself in. She's like,
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I didn't really invite her at all. I'm like, whatever, and I'm going to bed, and I just walk into that room because I'd already designated that's the room I stay in when I stay at Kyle's house. Well, right. She just kind of like, okay, well, good night, Kyle, and pushes Kyle and his girl into and,
the involuntary green light.
Right, and she has changed into jammies. She found some basketball shorts and a
I hate that. Yeah. It's my favorite Knicks jersey.
Yeah. And she puts on
Oh, my God. Is that Dumars? So hot.
Yeah. She puts on some weird t-shirt, and she crawls into bed with me. And I'm still fully clothed. I will not take my clothes off. So I'm just laying there.
Is it to hide the erection?
There's no erection at this point. Because I'm not thinking. You're not going to fuck Aunt Janie.
Nothing
right?
hides an erection better
I said, you're
than
still,
denim.
I'm still standing by it. So I've got my cargo shorts on. I got my sweet hog's breath shirt I got from Destin. And so she comes crawling into bed next to me. While we're laying there for a couple seconds, she goes, oh, I need to take my bra off. And I'm like, what? And so she stands up next to the side of the bed. I've seen girls since then remove their bras under their shirts, and you see nothing. They are pros at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Now, she's going to flash me a nip. She's going to throw one at me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of laying there in bed, and I kind of keep cracking my eyes over towards her, and she pulls up the shirt a little, and she's kind of pulling the bra, and all of a sudden, there goes titties, and my mantra in my head, you're not going to fuck Aunt Janie. She suddenly goes, you're going to fuck Aunt Janie. It was like, there it is, nipple. That's going to happen now. You have a new goal in life, buddy. And she crawls back into bed. Now, this is how smooth I am, because at this point, 7 shots of Smirnoff confidence is like, you're so fucking smooth. You can say anything. And she cuddles up next to me, and I go, so you're gonna wear that shirt to bed too? That's my move.
I respect that.
I just point out the shirt, and then she goes, "Oh no, I'll take it off." And she goes, "But you got your shirt off," and like it's like as soon as she said the word, "But you got your shirt off," it's like poof, my shirt's gone. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Just smoke. I never had a shirt.
Now I picture it. I'm kind of like up on one side. I'm like laying there, all sexy. Fuck you. Poof, shirt's gone. I'm like, what shirt are you talking about, lady? And because in my head, I'm like Zap Brannigan. I'm just like, oh yeah, I got bare booby on my side. I can feel the booby on my nip. I can feel the nipples touching on my rib cage area, and it's so nice. And I'm so happy. And
soak it all in.
I am rock hard in my sweet, sweet cargos, and that are lightly tattered because that's how Abercrombie and Fitch did them for me. I couldn't have been sexier this night for this woman, for my lady. And she, then my next move is like, well, I got the shirt off so easily. So you're just going to wear the shorts in bed too? And she goes, you're wearing your shorts. Poof.
Gone.
What shorts?
What shorts, you crazy cat? Suddenly I grew a pencil thin mustache and I have a pipe. Hello. And she slides back in bed, and that's when I know she's wearing this cheetah print thong. I was like, well, the first 2 times worked so well. I'm like, well, let me see your thong. You're wearing a thong? And she goes, yeah. And she just, you know, sits up on the bed and just, you know, puts her ass like in my face. I'm like, nice.
Well, maybe it's in case you're nearsighted.
I was like, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be. And then she crawls back in bed and she curls up next to me. I'm like, so you're just going to wear them? And she goes, well, you're wearing yours. And I already knew where this was going. I was like,
wait, you were wearing a thong?
Yeah, your man thong?
Aren't we all wearing them right now? I send them to you for Christmas. I sent you mine for Christmas. So anyway, no. So I basically, when I was taking off my shorts, I was like, Well, let's just not waste time, Patrick. Just take those pants off with or the underwear with the pants. Just stop wasting your time. You're an idiot. But leave those socks on. It's cold. So I'm like, I'm not wearing underwear. And she's like, really? And she reaches down, just grabs my dick. I'm like, well, now they're being stupid. And I just kind of look over at her. And this is the smoothest I've ever been since then. I just look at her. I'm like, so are we going to do this? Like, I'm impatient.
Class.
I'm like, so are you going to do this, you whore? So she's like, so she crawls up on top of me and she's trying to be sexy. I'm sitting there going, no, don't do that.
It's already there.
Yeah, I'm already there. My thing is, I didn't know I needed to get her prelubed, that she was trying to turn herself on because she wasn't there yet, because all of a sudden I'm like, take your clothes off, bitch. And I'm ready to go. And so... But I was being so damn cavalier. I don't know why she wasn't so hot. And so she goes to mount me, and it's so painful because she just like I'm like ow. She goes ow. I went yeah ow.
Yeah,
it hurts. And I finally break the seal, and I'm in. I'm like, I am doing sex on this girl, sort of, in a laying down position. I couldn't be doing less sex to anybody. And so she continues, and she's doing very, very well. And then I start going, well, Patrick, you're going to need to get yourself a highlight reel, because this might be the only time you ever do this again. So, and who knows how long it's going to take. So I start deciding, we got to start, you know, it was like, camera one, switch position. Camera two, switch position. And I keep like... I'm like, Kama Sutra book, and just like flipping pages, just like, put your feet up here and then here. Now me. Now you. Now put this on me. So it ends up being, you know, I'm moving position, moving position. And to me, in my head, it was like a 3-hour fuck fest. I look back at the clock, it was like 6 minutes. I'm like, you sexy beast.
Yeah, that's pretty good for your first time, brother.
It was like 27 positions in 6 minutes.
Beat that.
We finish up, and I'm like, did you come or what? And she's like, yeah, I came when you were doing doggy style. I'm saying, yeah, I don't think she did.
No, not at all.
She didn't know I was a virgin, but I'm pretty sure she figured it out.
Yeah.
Because round two came shortly after that, after I went and made myself an Easy Mac downstairs and had another confidence shot and headed back upstairs. And I go back upstairs, she's laying there and she's got the t-shirt and the shorts back on, and I just pull her shirt up and shove my head under her shirt and go like, I'm talking to her boobs. I go, are you ready for round two? And we start getting into it again, and I'm like, I'm gonna get on top of her and I'm just gonna pwn this thing. Well, I'm so drunk at this point, because I should have taken those last couple shots when I went back downstairs.
Womp.
So drunk, I can't feel below my waist, really. But I'm hard, and I can see that's happening. And so I'm thrusting. I'm like, yeah, I'm killing him. Getting it. Yeah. And she finally goes, darling, which is a confidence breaker. When you get kind of, hey, sweetie.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I got to let you know something. I'm like, what? You're not even in me right now. I apparently was just rubbing my dick on her.
Oh, God.
Just like, yeah, get it. And she's like, you like that, huh? Oh, you take that dick. And she's like,
that's my belly button.
Yeah, can you not blow one in my belly button? You seem to be enjoying this. Like, that's
I really don't want to break your confidence, because you look like you're doing really good.
Yeah, you were really into it. You were doing all the faces. It was great. So that was the most awkward I think I could have ever been. And I think I knocked it out of the park. But at the time, I was like, you cocky motherfucker.
Were you in the park when you were knocking it out?
The last story we're going to go into is Nick's story. And Nick is calling it Surprise Butt Sex. Now, Nick, explain what...
I wonder what this is about.
But I was dating this older chick, hairdresser girl, whatever, probably like 3-4 years older than me. I was young. And Aaron, you remember some of the hot spots for the Drink and Drown events at the gay club, you know, Wednesday night.
Sure.
Surprise butt sex. Yeah. Start off. We were in a gay club.
Yeah. You're really kind of scooping past a lot
it's
your relationship.
It's not what it looks like.
Yeah. I'm not looking at it.
Look, in Pensacola, there's a gay club, and they had one straight night, and it was Drink and Drown. It was like $7 all you can
drink.
Okay,
I just want to say, during this straight night, they had a famous drag show.
Yeah.
So by straight night, what he means is we would just go there, because it's Drink and Drown. You get in for like next to nothing, and you just drink and drink and drink until apparently you're gay.
Yeah.
Until you drink yourself gay.
Right. And the funny thing is, you know how girls are little fruit flies and whatnot. So they love the drag show. They love going to this club. And man, this girl, she fucking, you know, big fake boobs, fucking dressed to the nines. I think this. So she fucking gets annihilated. And so do I. And I'm like, fuck yeah, we have a great time. We get back to her house. Okay. And she's staying. She was, I guess she was in a little bit of a transition period because she was staying with her parents.
And did you know this at this moment?
Oh, I met her parents. Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. We're cool. Dave, me and Dave are like this. So we get back, obviously, long after they go back to sleep. And her bedroom was like converted garage. You know how people do
that?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Board up the fucking garage and make it a bedroom.
Not quite as cool as a hall closet.
Whatever, you know. But unlike your closet, this one did not have a door. Basically, she drops on her knees and starts to service me. And this is in the clear view doorway of, like, her kitchen. So I'm, like, sitting on a chair.
You're playing lookout?
I'm playing lookout while her head's bobbing in my stomach. And it's really hard to concentrate on being a lookout. And I'm like,
difficult. Geez. Say difficult to concentrate.
Good one there. And, of course, it was awkward for me because the whole time I'm having a great-ass time. And, like, you know,
great-ass time.
I like that.
Foreshadowing.
Like yes. So I'm sitting here trying to concentrate on the awesome event that's happening, yet be lookout. And what happens if I do see her dad come around the corner and
you
I've got
throw her and run at him?
Yeah.
I was going to say, jump up and hit him with nunchucks.
And so it moves over to the bed. And her bed, of course, has a fucking steel frame and all this stuff. So it's... And I'm just like, your fucking parents are home. We're sloppy, wasted, drunk fucking. I mean, you know, when shit starts hitting the walls and you're just like, fuck it, baby.
You're over breaking lamps and
yeah,
shit.
You're like, you know, fuck, who gives a shit? And then so we kind of go do our thing. And then we get into the, I guess, a reverse cowgirl kind of situation. And
I've heard of it.
I was having a great...
I'm a fan.
I'm a huge fan. Huge
love
fan.
Love it.
And well, that's going on for a while. And then she kind of slows down a little bit. She's like, okay, nah, here. And I'm like, she's just guiding me around, so to speak. And I'm like, right. I wonder what she's doing. She goes, okay, slow. It's been a long time. And that did not register at all. I'm just like, it's been a long time.
So okay, I'm guessing you have somehow entered the booty.
I have entered the anus. And
you were completely unaware.
I was completely fucking unaware. And I was like, damn it. You know, but here's the thing. I didn't know. So I was just like, yeah, this is great. Drunk sex. Yeah. Da, da, da. And she's all like, okay, slow. Like coach me through it. And right. I'm just like, this is SOP. I know how to have sex with you when you turn around. You know, I've done reverse cowgirl. This is okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise.
Look, I have all my awards right here.
I know. Certified. Reverse cowgirl.
This is Nick. He's the best ass man in the business.
Hey, ass man.
Nick wouldn't know reverse cowgirl if he came running into the room on a horse made of dicks.
Maybe not. So I guess, you know, we've all done it. You have sex. You embrace and fucking pass out on some nice titties after you just jizzed all over them. I turn to this girl and I'm like, holy shit, man. Last night, that was some fucking amazing sex, girl. She's like, I know. You fucked me in the ass.
I did what?
Exactly. I was like, wait, what? She goes, yeah, you don't remember me telling you to chill out and go slow? And I was like, I totally remember that. And she's like, well, I stuck it in my butt. And I was like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, I haven't showered.
I got doo-doo dick right now?
Yeah, yeah. I still got doo-doo dick, and I'm going to get on a four-hour.
No one likes poop wiener.
Yeah, yeah. Poop dick. No.
But so that was your first time giving anal sex?
Yes. And I didn't get to enjoy it, and two, it kind of stuck with me.
You certainly didn't get to document it.
Yeah, yeah. No highlight reel, no camera one, camera no, nothing.
Well, if you guys have some awkward sex, and I know everyone listening has had awkward sex, please send us a email explaining your story. You don't have to, you know, give any details about your name or address or but you can email us your story at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com and subject line awkward sex story.
Yeah, and if you've had sex with me, you're a liar. That didn't happen that way.
Now we learned a lot today. I think we learned with T, fuck her and then just walk away. It's the best way to do it instead of being asked to leave the room. Aaron, it was always sound like a gentleman if you come early. Just be like, be sweet.
Cover it with chivalry.
Chivalry right. Always works out. And if you're going to sex a girl, make sure you're inside of her.
Yeah.
And if you're going to butt sex a girl, make sure you know you're putting it inside of her.
And remember, nothing covers an erection better than denim.
Jesus Christ.
Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye, everybody.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.